Oh, this first hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University.
Ooh, I did it right.
It's a calling, a strange compulsion that makes us leave our homes, taking music on the road. We can't deny it, though we sometimes try it. It always haunts us if we hesitate to go. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May your wheels always turn and may the sun light up your day. Good road, good road, I'm wishing you a good road. May you find your comfort in friends along the way.
Oh, indeed, indeed, indeed. Hello again and welcome to another edition of Inland Folk. And I'm already pushing the wrong buttons and not fading out. Just there we go. May the 17th. May the 17th and 18th, depending on when you're listening and how you're listening. You could be listening on KZUU Radio on Sunday morning, the broadcast service of the ASWSU. And they have been kind enough and are still kind enough after about 4 years to air the show, which they don't have to air because that's not really their thing. They're more of an alternative, non-commercial station, and they must just cringe when I play that Johnny Cash and Bob Dylan. But it's neat of them to do that. Appreciate it. And also want to acknowledge Spokane Public Radio. And those of you listening in Spokane Public Radio on Sunday the 18th, which is Mount St. Helens anniversary day, by the way. It would be what, 1980, let me do the math here, the 34th anniversary of Mount St. Helens. And the thing is they truncate the show, so you'll hear the first hour at 3 o'clock in the afternoon from 3 to 4, and then from 8 to 10, you get the rest of it. And then those of you listening on the 17th, Saturday the 17th, if you're listening on Northwest Public Radio, oh my goodness, you just get the whole thing all at once with a couple of breaks in between the hours, and it all works out. All righty. Saved Folk Life, which is coming up in just the next, it'll be next weekend. One of the things that's happening there is Nadine Sanders and I will be doing a sing-along, a John Denver sing-along. And that'll be, I believe, at 5 o'clock on Sunday of Folk Life at the sing-along stage thing. And that's going to be fun. We already worked up the set and all this kind of stuff. And so it's lots of good songs because John Denver was all about sing-along. But there's an album that came out about, this album came out maybe 10, 12 years ago. And it is not really geared towards sing-along at all. This is young folks and kind of stylistically has a lot of that kind of young folk thing going on. These are Colorado groups mainly, and they're sort of Colorado alternative folk groups. And some of it is way off the wall. If you're a John Denver purist, some of it is sung without a lot of feeling, but the words are there. And then some of it is just really neat the way they do it. It's pretty, right kind of out of the earth. And this is one of them. And we're going to play Round and Round. And then we'll go into some Chris Stewart from this wonderful album that I just love. All righty. So here we go. Round and Round from the tribute to John Denver goes like this.
Time as I've known it doesn't take much time to pass by me. Minutes and days turn into months, turn into years, they hurry by me. But still I love to see the sun go down and the world go dreams full of promises, hopes for the future, I've had many. Dreams I can't remember now, hopes that I've forgotten, faded memories. But still I love to see the sun go down and the world go round. could see the morning as it steals across the sky. I love to remember and I love to wonder why. And I hope that I'm around so I can be there when I die, when I'm gone. I hope that you'll think of me in moments when you're happy and you're smiling. That the thought will comfort you on cold and cloudy days if you are crying. And that you love to see the sun go down and the world go round and around and around. I had heard no mother's voice to calm my crying. If I had heard no lullaby soft and low, would I have heard the cedar sighing over this still and silent? No wild birds sang, no parish bell in morning tone. She rose too gently from my side, and I did not hear her. I had heard no lover's voice upon my pillow. If I had heard no holy vow the day we wed, would I have heard the songbirds calling over this bed? No wild birds sang, no perished bell in morning tone. She rose too gently from my side, and I did not hear her. I had heard no babies crying on my shoulder. If I had heard no children laughing as they played, would I have heard the angels singing over these cold uncared? No wild birds sang, no parish bell in morning tone. They rose too gently from my side, and I did not hear them.
the springtime, the passing of winter, the green of the new leaves, the life going on. Promise of morning, the long days of summer. Just an old cowboy from high Colorado, too old to ride anymore, too blind to see. I sleep in the city, away from my mountains, away from the
and turns to the family page. She writes 9 June 4th by the name of little Sarah Jane. endless play. She closes her eyes and remembers the grave of little Sarah Jane.
Kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you're darkness holds you, and you can't find a way, and hopelessness seems to surround you. Take this candle, it will shine anywhere. The burning flame will remind you. A single candle lights the way through the longest night, and the darkest day. Look in your heart and find the flame. A single candle lights the way. When bright lights blind you to those in despair, turn your eyes from pain around you. Light one candle, and hope will be there. A steady flame will always guide you. A single candle lights the way through the longest night and the darkest day. Look in your heart and find the flame. A single candle lights the way. And though the flame grows cold and flickers in the wind, if it has lit another candle like the distant stars, hope will never dim. A single candle lights the way through the longest night and the darkest day. Look in your heart and find the flame. A single candle lights the way.
Well, that's pretty neat. I've forgotten how good this album is. Chris Stewart, Angels of Mineral Springs. And my goodness me, single candle. We heard the tribute to John Denver, kind of an off-the-wall version of Jet Plane from Tarnation and Joe Gore. Wonderful version of Whispering Jesse there by James Hendel, and then a version of Round and Round. It's a, like I say, it's that alternative folk style that a lot of younger folks are singing nowadays. It doesn't always appeal to me. It doesn't have a lot of emotion to it. A lot of the singers nowadays, people don't pay attention to singing like they used to. You know, the art of singing, actually singing. And so by articulating the feeling, it comes from other ways. And it almost makes you wonder, in some ways, how much attention people pay to lyrics when you think about it. Oh, well. But it was a good little tribute to John Denver. There are several tributes to John Denver. There's one that came out about a year ago. With Dave Matthews doing Take Me to Tomorrow, a wonderful version of Brandi Carlile and Emmy Lou doing Take Me Home Country Roads, and the Old Crow Medicine Show singing Back Home Again. There's a new one out on Compass Records that's produced by Allison Brown and Claire Lynch and Dale Lynn Bradley and a bunch of Compass Bluegrassers. It's supposed to be pretty good. So these tributes are still coming out long after John Denver died in 1997. Well, there you go. In fact, let's see. Where are we at with John Denver? Oh, there he is right there. He's live at Cedar Rapids. This is a pretty good album released posthumously. It's got some wonderful stuff. Check this out.
Almost exactly a year ago, I came here for the very first time. Looking up at the Spanish windows from a trail on the edge of the timberline. I've been off on a journey to find myself, maybe find my way back home. Been many an hour all by myself in the darkest of nights. I was never ever alone. Back in the San Juan Mountains again, on a ride with some good old boys. Telling stories around a campfire, the sound of laughter is the loudest noise. There's something in the night in the wilderness, it's a magical thing to me. Like the sky is just a little bit brighter, your life is everything that you'd like it to be. There'll be snow on the passes tomorrow, you can feel it in the chill of the wind. Let the rain wash away all my sorrow. Today is the day that my life starts all over again. Yes, it's just about over now. Everything's about to change. Everything's a brand new number, darling. Everything's a brand new game. And it's funny I can even call you that after all the pain we've been through. All but time is the master of healing. Love is the master of everything that we do. There'll be snow on the passes tomorrow. You can feel it in the chill of the wind. Let the rain wash away all my sorrow. Today is the day that my life starts all over again.
Oh, indeed, 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 indeed. Live from Cedar Rapids. This is a pretty good little concert album. This is the kind of concert album we sort of wished would have come out back in the day, you know, because he was doing all that work with orchestra and all that kind of stuff, and there were those of us who liked John Denver pretty much just acoustic, and this is pretty much that. He brings in some folks from some chamber orchestras and stuff, but for the most part, it's just him and his guitar. There's another album that came out in a round metal box. It's a 3-CD set that's live in the Soviet Union. Same kind of thing, just him and his guitar. And we have to take a little bit of a break. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're coming right back for lots more music. We have 2.5 hours left to go, so you just hold your horses because we are coming back.
Partly to mostly cloudy, some gusty winds near the Clearwater River. High temperatures today will range from 66 in Pullman to 74 in Lewiston. Tonight's lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a good chance of showers, maybe a thunderstorm. Highs will be in the 60s, and skies should clear during the middle of next week.
Mary in Yakima says this station educates her in things that are important to her, as well as subjects about which she didn't know a thing. Do you feel the same way Mary does? However Northwest Public Radio supports your life, it is your financial support that allows the station to do it. Thanks for your generous support.
I would like to do a song that I've written for Christmas. It's a brand new song, and I'd like to tell you a little bit of the story behind it. Part of the story is that I'm one of the founders of the Hunger Project, which has over 5 million people around the world committed to the end of hunger on our planet. Part of it has to do with the fact that I'm the ambassador for the High Commissioner of Refugees from the United Nations. Another part of it has to do with being in what is considered to be the largest slum in the world on the outskirts of Bombay, India, a couple of years ago. And somehow walking through this slum, with people living in the most desperate conditions you can imagine, it was a joyful experience. And I don't know how to explain that, except to say that there was such a sense of connectedness, of hospitality, of family, of unity in this place that was beyond anything I'd ever experienced before. And as I walked through this village, I found a little melody going through my head and some words, and I wrote a verse to a song. For 2 years, that was all that I had, the verse to this song. And I got in the habit over this past year of doing the verse in concert. I would do it once all the way through, and then I would do it again, and I'd sing a line, and I'd have the audience stand and sing it with me. It was like a prayer. This fall, I finished the song. There's two more verses. And I'd like to sing the three verses for you, and then have you sing that last verse with me, as I suggested. I'll sing a line, and then we'll sing it together. The song is called... The song is for the refugees, and it's called Falling Leaves. Thank you for this precious day, these gifts you give to me. My heart's so full of love for you, sings praise for all I see. Oh, sing for every mother's love, for every childhood tear. Oh, sing for all the stars above, the peace beyond all. This is for the refugees, the ones without a home, a boat out on the ocean, a city street alone. Are they not some dear mother's child? Are they? Bear this shame, and they the sacrifice. Or are they just like falling leaves who give themselves away? From dust to dust, from seed to shear, and to another day. If I could have one wish on earth of all I can conceive, 'twould be to see another spring and bless the falling leaves. Thank you for this precious day, these gifts you give to me. Thank you for this precious day, these gifts you give to me. My heart's so full of love for you, sings praise for all I see. My heart's so full of love for you, sings praise. Good night, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you. Thanks a lot for being here tonight. Let me sing for you. I'm happy to be with you. Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountain, Shenandoah River. Life is older, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like the breeze. Country roads say, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories together around her. Mine is a lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky. Misty taste of moonshine, teardrops in my eyes. Country roads,
take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home, country road. I hear her voice in the morning hour, she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. And driving down the road, I get a feeling that I should have been home yesterday. Yesterday, country roads take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, I want to hear you now. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, oh mama, take me home. Country roads, take me home, down country roads. Take me home, down country road.
I know a wise man got one good eye. Tilts his head sideways just to look up in the sky. He's holding his head up, walking that line. Anything turn up, that's holding his head up, walking that line, setting his sights on that other side. Pink love's a hard girl, she's solid bone. Heart of honey and a head of river stone. Holding her head up, walking that line, anything turn up, that suits her fine. Holding her head up, walking that line, setting her sights on their side. Drove all night just to running from the cold. Down from Iona toward the bright lights. Down that
self-conscious now. Told you I wrote that one. Yeah, that's a brand new tune called Let's Eat.
Actually, that is not a brand new tune called Let's Eat.
Hey, it's pretty sweet when the free bro.
They're messing to us. They're messing with us here. It's not a brand new tune called Let's Eat. It's called They Tried to Kill Us and We Survived or something like that. But I'll tell you what, when the next section starts, I'll tell you then. But that's not called Let's Eat. Trust me. Okay? All righty, the Rankin family in the background. We're just about done with the first hour of the show. Kind of an odd hour. Had neat stuff, though. I like going back and listening to that old John Denver. I had a copy of the Poems, Prayers, and Promises album back in 1970, 71, when I was in school, when I just got out of my freshman year in college, so it would have been between 71 and 72. And I was doing some catch-up courses that they had set up for the visually impaired over in Seattle, at Seattle Central Community College there, and I was staying in the Virginia Hotel, I think that's what it was called, on Virginia and Stewart in Seattle. And I had this one album, the Poems, Prayers, and Promises album, and I just kept playing it over and over and over, taking home country roads over and over and over. And finally, the waitress who ran the restaurant, who lived right below me, she got very disgruntled and just said that there was no way she would ever listen to that song again for the rest of her life. And that was in 1972. And so she's probably in big trouble now because that song was everywhere for about 7 years. Alrighty. Yeah. Yeah, I had all those early John Denver albums and all those Mitchell Trio albums and everything and just kind of went nuts for a while. Learned how to play a lot of that stuff and helped a lot of folks out when we were lonesome kids in college. Playing this old guitar and Back Home Again and Lady, My Sweet Lady and all that kind of stuff. If you want to email me at dasindaniel@wsu.edu. You can call me at 509-332-5047. It's 509-332-5047. The Rankin Family from their album, The Rankin Family. A lot of people just keep emailing. What's that song you play underneath when you're talking? It's The Rankin Family from their album, The Rankin Family, on the Rankin Family record label. Yes, indeed. All righty. We're going to be right back. We have lots more music. We're going to start out the second half with Pinkton Dale. Yes, we are, okay? Inland Folks, a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus at Washington State University. I'm your host, Dan Marn. We're coming right back. You just hang on, because we're coming back. Mm-hmm. Good stuff coming up.
One decade ago, Tanya McCloskey and Marcia Kadish had a Monday morning unlike any other.
Remember how I woke you up?
You said, come on, honey, let's make history.
And we did.
I'm Tess Vigeland, looking back on 10 years of same-sex marriage, and we'll start with the very first one. That's on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
Be sure to join us for All Things Considered this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Just before A Prairie Home Companion at 5, right now, Hour 2 of Inland Folk with Dan Marr begins. It's 12 noon.
Support for programs on Northwest Public Radio comes from contributing listeners and from the folks at Rico's, a neighborhood pub in downtown Pullman, a venue for live music on the Palouse, including jazz, bluegrass, and folk. Rico's. 104 years of service to Pullman and the WSU community.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University, online at nwpr.org.